Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruth E.C. This hour is presented by Mainstay Financial and Anna Lee Leonard, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Hi, this is Financial Advisor of the Year, Jim Brogan of Knoxville, Tennessee. You're listening to Winning with my good friend and colleague, Anna Lee Leonard.
You're listening to Winning with Anna Lee. Anna Lee is a retirement and estate planner, a member of the Ed Slott Master Elite IRA Advisor Group, as well as a sought-after speaker on such topics as income planning, 401k rollovers, and advanced IRA reduction strategies. When not working in her private practice, Anna Lee joins with other certified senior advisors to promote top-quality services to mature adults in the Pensacola area. Her goal is to help you prepare for and live comfortably in retirement. You can reach her office at 437-3127 or online at mainstaypensacola.com. Or call her now at 437-1620 on Winning with Anna Lee.
When you win, baby, that's the truth. That's the truth. Oh, yeah. Good morning, Miss Ruthie. How are you?
Good morning, Anna Lee. I am doing well. How are you doing this morning?
Well, you know, this morning, I find that song so fitting because it's just so beautifully cool. The sun is shining. We are in the last month of the year 2020. You know, we got to start looking at some positives here.
I agree.
Hey, oh, my goodness.
Anna Lee, it's a much better morning than yesterday, right?
Oh, my gosh. Should I tell them the story?
Well, sure.
Oh, my goodness. Well, yesterday, you know, I'm feeling really good because, again, the weather was a little overcast, but, you know, it was okay. And I have to drive in from Gulf Breeze, as a lot of you know, and had made really decent, nice time, didn't have any major delays. And I'm thinking, oh, good, I'll get to the office early enough. I can be doing this and this and this. And I'm planning in my head all the things I'm going to do. And all of a sudden I hear, boom, boom. And my front right tire had gone into a hole in the road on Scenic Highway.
No.
And I'm thinking, well, ooh, that was a nasty, but I think I'm okay. And I'm rolling along, and all of a sudden my tire gauge comes on, and my front right tire is at zero. Not five, not 10, zero.
Oh, dear.
Zero. Bupkis, none, nothing in the tire. So I pull off on the side of the highway, and I'm sitting there on the highway, on Scenic Highway, right at the entrance to Hyde Park in the turn lane, because I couldn't go any further, okay? Got the flashers on, the whole bit. Well, long story short, I was there for 2.5 hours waiting for a wrecker to come and get my car.
Oh, no. Oh,
oh yes.
Annalie. Oh, no.
Two and a half hours. Now, here to me is the amazing point. I'm sitting there in that car by myself 2.5 hours. Guess how many people stopped to see if I needed help? I found this amazing. With the hundreds of people that passed, some multiple times, two women. One had, she saw me on her way to Apple Market to get a cup of coffee. And she, when she came back, she saw me again. She turns around, does a U-turn in the middle of Scenic, comes back to check on me, which I thought was just, she made my heart feel so warm. I mean, there was nothing she could do, but she came to check. So then about half an hour, 45 minutes later, another lady, I see her turning in front of me. She stops in the subdivision, walks back to my car, and she said, you know, I went to church this morning and I saw you there and I came back and you're still here. Are you okay? All right. One road warrior from the Department of Transportation and one very nice gentleman who actually parked his truck across Scenic Highway, crossed over, and stood out there and talked to me until the wrecker came, which I thought was so nice. But it was so amazing how many people just pass and don't say, are you okay? Can I call someone for you? Just go about their own little life. So thank you to those four people, five actually, who showed the love and the decency and the concern. And of course, thanks to my office, Joan and Bob, who made sure I was okay. And Bob came to get me when the wrecker had to take my car, because now you cannot ride with the people in the wrecker, you see.
Oh.
Yeah, because of COVID, you can't ride with them. So poor Bob had to come and get me, and my car is still in the hospital, bless its little heart.
Oh,
so
no.
hopefully I get it back today. I'm sure it's crying for its mommy, but just like,
that reminds me of something. I asked Annalie one time if she wanted me to go get her car for her, because it was parked really far away, and she just looked at me. And Joan just stopped, and she's like, "Oh, Bob, nobody drives Annalie's car."
Oh,
no.
This is a boundary here.
Yeah, yeah. Joan just throws the keys to you, but no, yeah.
No. So yeah, it was quite an event, and Joan and I were laughing about it. When we were talking yesterday afternoon late, and she said, "It's a good thing you didn't have the blood pressure cuff with you." I said, "Yeah, everybody would have thought that my, airbags had gone off, because the blood pressure cuff would have blown up so much." But goes to show you the plans of mice and men. I did get to the office and finally got some things done. But the whole thing was, I think it brings back the reality of the fact that we have just so much control in life, and that's it. And, after that, we got to go with the flow.
Boy, I know that's true. Well, I'm glad you made it out of there safely, and there were a few people to stop. It is amazing, isn't it? How easy. I can just imagine in those people's minds, like, well, I'm late to whatever, or it's a pandemic, or whatever.
Yeah,
easy
yeah.
to come up with a reason not to stop.
I mean, one person per 30 minutes, that's not bad. Two and a half hours, five people.
I was really afraid you were going to say
it.
Zero people stopped to help. I'm glad it was more than that.
So for a while I was standing in the cold and wishing I had brought my big jacket, which I brought today. But, again, think ahead. But here we are. So back to the reality of the financial world. And wanted to talk today about some of the things that are happening. Ed Slott, whom you all know that I am a master elite Ed Slott advisor, I've been with his group for 10 years now. The last two trainings that we did this year were done virtually. So literally I was on the computer for 2 days straight taking notes on our updated training for this year, and he publishes a newsletter each month. So guess what came out this morning? Ed Slott's IRA advisor, tax and estate planning for your retirement savings. So I wanted to share with everybody the things that are going on, because we're at the end of the year, and there are some things that we've got to get done before the end of the year if we want to do them. Other things that in the year of 2020 we don't have to do at all, which is a good thing, because I think we've got enough to think about this year when you look at it. So Bob and I made the decision. We looked at the newsletter and we said, oh, this is just perfect. This is just perfect.
Right.
Many, many of our clients are in that stage of RMDs. So now, Bob, you want to explain what an RMD is?
RMD, I think they called it something else in here, but it's a required minimum distribution. And we have a new age for RMDs, don't we?
We do. And the first, let's kind of go back to what that means.
Mm-hmm.
Notice the first word, required. It doesn't say could be, doesn't say if you want to, doesn't say maybe you can, maybe you can't. It says it is required. That means what?
It means mandatory.
You don't have a choice. You got to do it. You got to do it. Okay. Minimum. So there is a minimum amount that must be distributed each year from what is called qualified money. Now that's IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, the whole alphabet soup. Once we reach the magic age, you have to take out of those instruments. Now, I thought it was very nice because Ed said maybe we should rename it The Really Made Difficult. Because it certainly has been made more difficult. This was very easy. I mean, the table we have now, the way we figure them out, we've had it since 2002. So that was 18 years we've had this table, no changes, not one, not even talk of change. Well, 2020 certainly changed that. Right. So let's kind of go back, Bob, through the first thing that they said about 2020 in the CARES Act for required minimum distributions.
Right. And in December, the CARES Act that was passed right around Christmas, you know, almost around this time last year. It actually raised the RMD, required minimum distribution age, to 72 from 70 and a half.
Well, now let's go back. The CARES Act actually waived the 2020 required minimum distribution.
Yeah, the SECURE Act from this time last year. The SECURE Act changed the age from 70 and a half to 72. And of course, the CARES Act was the COVID-related act passed in March, I believe. And that waived the RMD, the required minimum distribution. Remember, required minimum sounds very mandatory, but that is waived for the year 2020 with the CARES Act.
And as far as I know, now if anybody knows any differently, please call us and let me know at 437-1620 or text us. But as far as I know, we have never had the required minimum distribution waived before. This was a history-making event where the government actually came in and they said, you do not have to make a required minimum distribution for the year 2020. Now, that was your own. If you had inherited an IRA, if your spouse passed away and you inherited that IRA, if your parent passed away, you inherited that IRA, you did not have to make a distribution for the year 2020. No one had to have. So let's say, you know, you were under the old rule last year and you were going to be 70 and a half, but not till this year. Well, that waived it.
Right.
You didn't have to make one. Mm-hmm. Let's suppose you decided to put your first distribution off till April the 1st of the following year, which you were allowed to do. So you put it off. All of a sudden, you don't have to make one, nor did you have to make one for age 71. So you got out of making two distributions. Now, that sounds simple, doesn't it?
Sounds very simple.
But it created a soup. And you got to be careful of what you're scooping out of the soup and what you're eating. So let's kind of go into the fact that again, let's repeat that. You do not have to make a required minimum distribution for the year 2020. Okay? So while they're doing all this, they also came about and said, we're going to have new life expectancy tables. Now, remember in 2002, they kind of changed the tables a little bit to reflect a longer life because they said, oh, people are living longer. Well, now they're coming across again and adjusting it since we don't have to take till 72. And people are living longer. If we can get control of COVID, we're living longer. They said, we're going to change the whole table again.
Right.
Okay. So the table, I mean, I hope you're ready for this. The table was actually done, started working on it 2019. It is now done. Now remember, we don't have to take a distribution this year. But guess when this table is going to be released?
Not 2021.
Nope.
Actually, 2022. They got it. I guess they got it to press late, correct?
To me, this is just so crazy. So what's going to happen in 2021, if you're at your distribution age, you're going to take it based on the tables today, okay?
Mm-hmm.
2022, the new tables are going to come out, and the new tables are going to require you to take less money. So literally in 2022, you could wind up taking less than you did in 2021, and usually it's just the opposite.
Right. You know, it's interesting because we know that the uniform lifetime table for years and years used that factor of 27.1, which is basically,
yes,
you know, you divide the whole pot of your IRA assets by 27.1, and that is your RMD for the year, for the 70 and a half. Now, by raising it, and I can't imagine it's that difficult to calculate, you know, to come up with a new uniform lifetime table every year. But of course, keeping that amount lower, the factor lower, actually increases the amount of your required minimum distribution, right?
Correct.
So pushing it out to 2022, even though it's ready here in 2020 for 2021, it makes perfect sense. It's creating more tax revenue
by
delaying it.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. So, and goodness knows we need more tax revenue right now.
That's right.
So that's where it's going to come from. So all of the people out there that listen to me and all the people that, you know, you've been on my website and you've gotten our tax table, understand that you can use that tax table for 2021, but 2022, the tax table that I hand out to everybody, which has the required minimum distribution table on it, will be different. So, you know, as we get there, make sure that you get the new table because everybody's going to change. Even the single life expectancy tables, if you are a spouse who is 10 years younger, if you remain a beneficiary on that account, or if you're taking distributions and your spouse is 10 years younger than you, you're going to have a different table that is going to show you what your required minimum distributions are.
Right.
So please make sure that we stay up to date on this stuff, because I don't think anybody, I don't know if you've ever had anybody, Bob, come in and say, oh, I love taking this required minimum distribution. I want to take a lot more because I love paying all this tax.
You know, it's so funny because, you know, we talk to these folks that are in their 50s. And they're, you know, I just can't wait till I'm 59 and a half and I can start drawing down on this big pot of money I've been putting away for my retirement. And then they get to be, and these same people, they
yes,
turn 70 and a half, or now, you know, let's say 72, and it is such a chore to take that money out. You know, the same people that just, you know, couldn't wait to get it out, and why is it tied up, and why can't I take it out till 59 and a half? When they turn 70 and a half, they're, oh, gosh, I got to take this out. Can I do anything? You can't do a thing.
And they grumble, and it's,
oh, yeah,
I don't want to take that money. I don't need that money. And it's like,
yeah,
you know what?
Yeah. And I mean, that attitude and that frame of mind is, you know, directly correlated to how disciplined and successful they've been, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, it's just amazing to me. that people will have that much money and not want to access it. And the only reason they don't want to access it is because of what it is going to cost them in taxes.
Right.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Winning with Mainstay, and I'm Anna Lee Leonard, and with me is Mr. Bob Bergey. And we are just going through this whole thing of required minimum distributions, the new rules. If you have a question, call us 437-1620 or send us a text on this or something else. We'll be glad to try to answer it. If we don't know the answer, we'll get the answer for you. Because one of the great things about me belonging to the Ed Slott Elite IRA Advisory Group is the fact that if there's a question I can't answer, I have his entire office staff as my back office. I can call them and get us an answer. Might not have it till next week, but I can get us an answer. So all this has also affected people who inherited IRAs, will affect people in the future. So if oh gosh, this is where it really gets murky. If you inherited an IRA before January of 2020, you're under the old rules. You can still stretch that out across your life. Mm-hmm. If you inherited an IRA after January of 2020, you're under the new rules. Now, whether that be a Roth or a traditional, you've got to get that thing out of there within 10 years. Unless you are the surviving spouse, a minor child of the account owner, you're chronically ill or disabled individual, or you're no more than 10 years younger than the owner. Now, are you confused or not?
Yeah.
That's clear as mud, isn't it?
Right. And of course, the child, a minor child, the 10 years begins when they reach the age of majority. So
Correct. It
doesn't go away forever, but they're not requiring 10 and 11 year olds to take their RMDs, right?
Well, they will take the 10 and 11 year olds will take an RMD based upon the beneficiary IRA table until they get to be 18,
right.
or here it's the age of majority, whatever the age of majority is in the state in which a person resides. So it doesn't matter if, you know, the child lives in Louisiana and you live in Florida, it's where the child resides, mm-hmm. not where you reside, okay? So you have to keep that in mind. And then I really don't know why they added chronically ill or disabled individuals, because most of those people are under some kind of government aid and you don't want to leave money to them directly anyway, because
right.
you could knock them out of government aid. So why they made a change there, I'm not quite sure, but they did. Okay.
Okay.
So, and I just want to mention that if anyone is young enough and you're doing what are called 72 T's, that's a periodic distribution that's based upon a very specific table for people younger than 59 and a half, you have your own special rules. So if you're doing that, call us, we'll go through it with you. But in all of my career, I think I've done maybe three, I know two for sure, 72 T's. What about you, Bob? Have you done many of those?
I would say at the most three. Yeah.
Yeah. Not a common thing. It's something that happens when you have to access IRA money before that age of 59 and a half that helps you to prevent paying that additional 10% penalty. So it's just kind of different. But the thing to think about is now you've got three different required minimum distribution rules for 2020, 2021, and 2022. This, people, to me, it makes it very clear as to why you need a good advisor in your life who communicates with you and keeps the rules out in front of you. That's just, it's getting more and more essential as the rules get more and more complicated. Mm-hmm. So we're going to, pretty soon, we're going to go check on what's going on in the world. And it sounds like there's more bad stuff from what I heard earlier. Mm-hmm. But what I'd like for you to do during the news is think about, write down any questions you have, and either call us at 437-1620 or text Ruthie. It makes her smile. She likes it when people call her, and we want to keep Ruthie happy because she keeps us on air, I'm going to say.
Please text.
Well, you know, all Ruthie's got to do is press a button, Bob, and we're gone.
That's
All right, on to Mr. Mark.
Good morning. A couple of Hurricane Sally deadlines today to tell you about. Well, that story. Oh, and by the way, hurricane season's over. It's all coming up after Fox.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President-elect Biden introduces his economic team today, including former Fed Chair Janet Yellen as nominee for Treasury Secretary. She'd be the first woman to have that job. President Trump is suing over election results in Wisconsin.
The Trump campaign is claiming abuse of absentee voting, affecting over 200,000 ballots. The suit a day after Wisconsin's Democratic governor certified Joe Biden's win, following a ballot recount in Milwaukee and Dane counties.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. A Centers for Disease Control panel meets this afternoon to discuss and vote on recommendations for who gets the first approved coronavirus vaccines.
The thought has been that initial doses would be directed to frontline clinical workers following whatever approval could come from the Food and Drug Administration in fewer than 2 weeks. Produced batches of the candidate vaccine made by Pfizer is already being shipped and staged around the nation.
Fox's Evan Brown. America's listening to Fox News.
It's 10:31 at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's 45 and sunny. I'm Mark Jacobs. Today is the deadline to apply for Hurricane Sally financial assistance. It's also the last day to put out debris or drop it off at a designated location. Applications for assistance from FEMA and SBA due by the close of business today. The third and final Hurricane Sally debris collection pass starts today in Escambia County, also in the unincorporated areas of Santa Rosa County. A power outage over the weekend at a cantonment plant led to the release of several chemicals, including nitric oxide and nitrogen dioxide. A statement from Ascend Performance Materials says they experienced that site-wide outage on Friday night. They say it was caused by the failure of both the primary and backup electricity supply systems. The Vice President of Global Communications says there were no injuries and no risk to employees or the surrounding community. Ascend is currently developing a plan to restart the plant, and Gulf Power says they're continuing to investigate the cause of the failures. Now the WEAR weather forecast.
As you head into the afternoon, temperatures will be warming into the 50s, that high near 54, with mostly sunny skies. From the First Warning Channel 3 studios, I'm meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
It's 45 in Pensacola, 47 in Gulf Breeze, 45 in Milton at 10:33. Our next news at 11 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs, News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Stocks are sharply higher as vaccines continue to move forward. The Dow Industrials up 380 at 30,015. The NASDAQ's up 134. The S&P 500 up 49. Sephora will open hundreds of beauty shops inside Kohl's stores in coming years in a deal that rivals Target's recent partnership with Ulta Beauty. Some 200 Sephora at Kohl's locations will open by next fall, rising to at least 850 sites by 2023. Sephora will also launch on Kohl's website next year. Kohl's shares up 15.5% on the news. Of all the electric pickup trucks coming down the pike, how many will ever actually get built? That's what investors are asking after electric truck startup Nikola, one of more than a half dozen companies, including Tesla and Ford, with electric pickup plans, says it's canceling plans for the Badger pickup truck and will refund orders. Again, on Wall Street, the Dow is up 374. That's your money now.
Did you know that the recent increase in COVID-19 cases is due to younger people like me testing positive? Although we may have little to no symptoms, we too might be in danger, and we might even spread COVID-19 without knowing. I wear my mask to protect my grandparents and first responders like Escambia County firefighters, EMTs, and others around me. Please wear your mask when physical distancing is not possible. And remember, mask up, Escambia. Check out myescambia.com for more COVID-19 information.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Now, more of the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
All I do is win, 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 no matter win. What. Got money on my
money
mind.
On my mind.
And every time I step up in the building, everybody
go up.
And they stay there.
And they stay there.
And they stay there.
And they stay there. Believe it or not, I was singing that to myself in the car yesterday, sitting on Scenic Highway, trying to think of the positive facts that this too shall pass. Yes, I love it. Welcome back to Winning with Mainstay and Annalie and Bob. And we're talking today about the required minimum distribution rules for 20, 21, and 22. Or as Ed Slott says, instead of required minimum distribution, the really made difficult new laws. And you just got to remember, because so many of us, I've over the years trained, and I know you have too, Bob, trained people on what to do, how to anticipate the required minimum distribution and work on taxes. It's kind of hard to do right now, because everything is so different and will be different for this year, next year, and the year after.
Right.
Once
and
we get past that.
Yeah, we how many, you know, every time we got a call about waiving the RMD for this year, it was usually followed up with a conversation that goes something like this. Well, if I wait until, you know, shouldn't I go ahead and take it now since, you know, after an election year, of course, taxes go up is usually what people think. So, you know, you're granted this tax relief, and we go back to the, you know, to the retirees that hate to pay taxes. But by not taking advantage of paying a little bit this year, you run the risk of, you know, the tax rates going up next year and the years following. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, just the year of low income from not taking your RMD, sometimes it's not a great idea to waive
right.
it.
And you know, this is the great time to do either Roth conversions, mm-hmm. because like you said, we know that tax tables right now are lower than they've been in a while.
Right.
I don't think they're going to escalate like poof, all of a sudden you're at the 10%, now you're at the 30. That's
exactly.
not going to happen.
Exactly, that's not.
You know, but it's a good thought process to say, well, maybe this is a good time for me to look at a Roth conversion, especially now that we're into December, because you can do some more solid tax planning.
Right.
Your tax preparer, your enrolled agent or your CPA or your accountant, whoever does your taxes for you, has a better idea of where you are.
Right.
And I think our biggest advantage right now is that huge standard deduction we have. There are a lot of people that have been doing Roth conversions this year because they're paying little to nothing on right. that conversion. Other people are taking advantage of what we call the qualified charitable deduction. But of course, you still have to be 70 and a half to do that one, 70
right.
To do that one. But it's another strategy.
Right. Right. And what that's, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, what are you paying in taxes? What marginal federal income tax rate are you at? And, you know, for single taxpayers. At this amount, $40,150. What is it? No, it's $40,125. At that amount of taxable income, your tax rate goes from 12 to 22%. By the same token, a married couple filing jointly, their taxable income, their marginal rate, trips over from 12% to 22%, almost double, at $80,250. So if you're below that amount, married filing jointly, if you're below that amount, the $40,125 filing as a single taxpayer, you may want to take advantage of that 12% rate and go ahead and convert, go ahead and or perhaps take some portion of your RMD to take advantage of that tax rate, because you know, certainly next year or the year following, when you do have an RMD, you're going to be in that you know, that higher income tax rate.
Yeah. So think about those things. And this is why I tell people you should always have a team working with you, your advisor, your tax person, and you. And of course, the attorney, whenever we need to pull them in. But if you've got a team working on this, now they can come back to you and say, yes, you could do this much and this is what you have to pay, or you could do this much and pay hardly anything at all. Don't leave this up to guesswork. It's too important to do that. The other thing I wanted to mention to people before I forget is, you know, it used to be, how many times have I said it used to be on this show today? Used to be that once you got to that magic age of taking required minimum distributions, you could no longer contribute to an IRA. Well, they changed that. If you have a J-O-B, and you must have a J-O-B, okay? You can't just say, I want to put money back into the IRA. You have to have a job. So if you have a job, you're still working after the required minimum distribution age, you are allowed to contribute to your IRA. So, you know, if you still have an IRA, you're still looking for tax deductions, or you have a Roth and you want to shelter some money, you can still do that, because a lot of our clients are over the age of 70 and a half and they're still working.
Right.
I mean, without even thinking, just counting right away, just looking, we have five that I know of that were consultants making very good money, and still would love to contribute. And they had been told they could not because they had reached the age where they were taking a required minimum distribution.
Right.
Now, that also counts for your 401, your 403, as long as you are not more than over 5% owner of a company, you can continue to contribute to your 401k as long as you have a job.
That's so right.
You know, just go ahead and get those things, put the money away.
Yeah. And that is the requirement, earned income, income.
And that doesn't mean your pension, even though your pension is considered earned income on your tax form. It is not considered earned income to contribute to your IRA.
Right. That is correct.
They didn't make that part simple either, did they?
They didn't.
I mean, why is it earned income here, but it isn't over here? I mean, like, if you have the measles here and you go to the next room, don't you still have the measles?
Right.
I mean, some of these things, I don't know who sat down and made up these rules, but, well, yeah, we do know who did. So we won't go there. you know, this could lead to a whole other ball of wax.
It wasn't us, though.
No. You know, and I laugh very often, Bob, and I tell clients that I say, you know, if they had called me when they were making these rules, believe me, they would not be written the way they are now.
Right.
But nobody called me. Did they call you, Bob?
No, of course not. Of course not.
I mean, why not?
I'm still waiting on that call. I'm waiting on that call.
Yeah, they're missing out. They need
your
input.
But don't you think, you know, if they're doing stuff like that, they call on the experts in the field that are working on this. Years ago, I don't know if I ever told you this, Bob, but years ago, American Equity asked me to go to Washington, D.C. with a group as a representative of the insurance agency. We were going in as lobbyists on the bill that they were trying to pass, making indexed annuities a security, which, of course, anyone who knows anything about anything knows that they are not a security, but they were trying to pass a bill making them a security. So we go in there as lobbyists, and it was amazing. In some cases, we only saw an assistant. In other cases, we saw people who had no idea of what we were talking about. We actually had one gentleman, and I'm not going to tell you what state he was from. He actually fell asleep while the president, the president of American Equity was talking to him.
Gosh, I've heard stories like that about politics. I mean, that's unbelievable.
And these are the guys making the decisions. It's like, okay, I think we need to change something here.
We could get on our soapbox, but there is certainly something wrong with the stranglehold that our legislative incumbents have in Washington. You know, our senators and Congress people. It's almost a lifetime appointment. Now, I think it's changing, but anyway. Yeah. That's the old rabbit hole trick that I have every now and then. Ruthie, do we have a call?
We do, yes. Terrific. We have a call coming in from David in Pensacola. Welcome to Winning with Annalee and Bob, David.
Yes, Annalee, I got a comment here, not a question, but the problem you had with the scenic highway, with the hole blowing out your tire, that has been going on for a couple years. It takes phases of big chunks breaking out of that road right there. And I wish everybody listening would call the highway people in Chipley, Florida, and put in a complaint about that road. Part of the road has slipped down with heavy rains and thunderstorms, and it just keeps opening up, making more holes. They need to fix that permanently. I wish everyone would call Chipley the highway and tell them.
David, thank you for saying that, because I've got to tell you, one of the trucks that stopped and asked me yesterday was from the Department of Transportation. One of the, you know, you see them, the road warriors that are around. And I told him what happened. And I said, listen, two of the people that stopped to help me, one's brother, his car did the same thing 2 days ago. Another one, the guy was in his car, he missed it, but his trailer tire hit it and got blown out. And I said, you know, somebody's got to fix this. And I want you to know this morning, coming in, that hole has been filled.
Oh, terrific.
Well, I'll be darned. Well, that's wonderful, wonderful.
It took a heavy hitter. Yeah. It took a heavy hitter.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, you know. He looked at my muscles and he said, oh my God, we better do something here. But I think that's true, David. The more of us that make the people that have the power to do something about these things, we make them aware of it, they'll get out there and do something. So I vote for you. The people that are out there that are encountering these things, call and keep calling. Don't stop. Just keep calling till it gets fixed.
Yeah. Yeah,
they have a continuing problem there, because part of that hill is sliding down the hill from previous heavy rains and so forth. So it's a continuing thing they have to monitor. So every time you see a hole, give them a call.
David, thanks for the call.
Thank you. Yeah, and you know, I think the more they hear from us as citizens, the better off we're going to be in the whole conglomerate of what's going on now. You know, so thank you, David. I appreciate that. So let's go back again to the required minimum distribution. This is the one thing I want you all to remember going into 2021. If you're at the stage you must take your distribution, please take it, because if you don't, the penalty is 50%. That is high. That is very high. Okay. So make sure you take it. Make sure you get that done. Now, let's kind of go back and talk about this idea of doing Roth conversions and taking out of IRAs, all those good things. We are very fortunate living here in the state of Florida. because we do not have a state income tax, nor do we have an inheritance tax when someone passes away. Now, this is information you need to share with people that your relatives, whomever, that you think are going to move here. If they're thinking about doing some things, they may want to wait till they get to the state of Florida or to another state that has a lower state income tax rate than they have, and that does or does not have an estate tax. Now, this is different from the federal. We're talking two different things here,
right?
Okay? So people that listen to us in Alabama, if you're making a Roth conversion, you have to consider not just the federal tax, but you have an income tax rate that can go up to 5%.
Right.
So you got to think about that. You know, I have clients all over. And when I say all over, I mean all over, okay? New York, Bob, one of your favorite states.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, Alabama as an example. Well, that's a gift. That is one of the lowest state income taxes. We have it better. So does Tennessee. So do a couple other states that have no state income tax. But 5% is low. New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, crazy.
My favorite state, Hawaii, can go up to 11%. 11.
Wow.
That's, you know, you got to think about that. Now, of course, Alaska has zero, but I don't plan on moving there anyway. Not quite my thing. So, you know, if you've got somebody that lives in those areas, because they may start thinking about doing conversions, but they're saying, okay, next year I'm going to move to Florida, or next year I'm going to move to Alabama. They might want to wait to do some of those things,
right?
Because that makes a big, big difference.
Right.
Now, some of the states, of course, you know, New York, their estate tax is, if you have an estate over $5.85 million, under that you get an exemption. But the thing that people in New York have to be aware of is that if they are $1 over that $5.85 million, $1 over, it goes back to first dollar.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, wow, that's kind of scary. So those people need to do conversions if they've got that kind of money, or somehow protect that money. So, you know, it's a matter of timing. When are you going to do something? How are you going to do it? Are you going to move? Are you going to stay where you are? And this is something I tell a lot of my retirees that have moved here. And then as they age, they say, well, I'm going to move back up north to be close to my family. Well, realize if you're doing that, before you do that, check on what that's going to do to you tax-wise. Check on what that's going to do to you if you have a substantial estate and you're leaving that to the heirs, because not every state is the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's like not every state thinks that people become a mature adult at the same time. The age of majority is different everywhere. You know, people don't believe me when I say I got my driver's license at 15. Well, I did in the state of Florida, of Louisiana, when I was living there. Now, not now, but then you could get a driver's license at 15. That's scary.
That is so scary. Not for you in particular, Annalie, of course, but just in general.
But I'm telling you, it was scary because I go get my driver's license in the morning, and that evening I am taking my father's car to the football game because my dad was out in the golf and my mother never got out of the house. So I have my dad's car, and I'm picking up half the class, taking them to the football game. That's scary when you think about it. What did I know at 15? I mean, gosh, I thought I knew a lot.
Oh, of course.
Most 15-year-olds do. But, you know, yeah, that's scary. So you want to check on the states, what they're doing. And listen, you're getting to deadlines. So if you want to make a Roth conversion, you've got till the end of this month. You can't make a Roth conversion January 1st and say it was for 2020. Mm-hmm. You got to do it in 2020. And I don't know about you, Bob, but I've always told people, if you're going to do anything, conversions, withdrawals, any of that, do it before December the 15th.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, no matter what, you're pushing it. If you're going mm-hmm. any past that, you have to, you know, especially if you have to open a new account.
Yes.
It's, you know, just, you know, use common sense there. You know, start the process now.
It definitely, you know, because you think about it there, especially this year, we've still got so many people working from home.
Right.
Flu season is coming along. Bad weather is coming along up north. You know, so paperwork gets delayed. Things happen.
Right.
Whole computer systems get shut down. You know, I remember a couple of years ago when they had a really big storm, you know, in the northern part of the United States. We had companies we couldn't communicate with for like 3 days.
Right, right.
So, you know, don't wait.
And I actually have a gentleman coming in tomorrow to go ahead and begin his Roth conversion. He has an mm-hmm. IRA. Very unusual circumstances. He's about 40, but he is in the process of taking over his father-in-law's business.
Wow.
He's about to come into, you know, some very high earning years, and hopefully that's going to last. But he has this little moment in time where he is mm-hmm. moving from a position of almost an apprentice and has very low income to becoming a business owner. And he's going to go ahead and convert his entire IRA. Now, it's not huge, but it's an amount that mm-hmm. he'd much rather prepay the income taxes and let it grow for the rest of his life tax-free. And another thing that enters into the picture there is his age. He's 40. That's young, right?
Correct. Correct.
Maybe not to Ruthie, but it's
no,
it's
I'm
younger.
Still counting yeah. that. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, 40
well, to
is
us, it's baby.
That's
yeah.
right.
You know.
Yeah. But we're getting him in on December 2nd. We are, mm-hmm. We have to open an account. So we have to open the Roth IRA. Then we have to actually do the conversion. And, you know, that
right.
we want to make sure we have time on our side.
And that's the thing, and that's what people have to realize. These things don't happen just because you wiggle your nose and say, okay, you're an IRA, poof, you're a Roth, and now you're this, and now you're that. It takes time. It takes paperwork. It takes time for us to answer your questions and to make sure we're doing things correctly. But I know we have, through this year, done a tremendous amount of Roth conversions mm-hmm. because people have seen the wisdom in taking advantage of the lower tax tables while they're here. So as we go into next year, watch those tax tables. If they stay lower in your tax bracket, be ready to take advantage of that. And, right. you know, we're not saying you got to convert the whole thing like your client is doing tomorrow, Bob. Most of our clients do this incrementally,
right.
so much a year. Mm-hmm. And it works. It works, people. It's just, I think it's one of the best things that ever came along since sliced bread.
Right.
And those of us who love turkey sandwiches know how important sliced bread is.
That's right.
All right.
And as always, consult with your tax advisor.
Yes.
Before
yes.
doing anything like that. Have a great week.
Please go out, say please, say thank you, smile at somebody, and we will make it a wonderful world. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
What a wonderful...